The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Someone's knocking at the door.
I want you to be alert, and I want you to respond to the Spirit of God. I want you to receive all that God has for you today. It's not going to be long. It's not going to be a long sermon. Don't worry. I will just say what he has sent me to say, which is all we try to do anyways. But I want you to just believe God. No matter where you are, you may be in a crossroad. I want you to believe God, that God will guide you along the best path in the name of Jesus. You may be faced with a strong wall. I want you to believe God that the wall will crumble before you. You may be faced with a mountain. I want you to believe God that the mountain will melt before you. Acts 1:11 says, "Who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you to heaven will also come in like manner as you saw him go to heaven." So primarily, this scripture is saying to us that Jesus is coming back. And it's not going to be a different Jesus. It is the same Jesus. He's coming back. And he's commissioned us, you and I, if you're a believer in Christ Jesus, to continue to spread his work, spread the good news until he comes. And that is what we will be doing. Praise the name of the Lord. When he comes, I pray that we meet you spreading the gospel. When he comes, I pray that we meet you taking the kingdom of God further. You know, there's a song my grandmother used to sing. She used to say, "Abba milenu inrere, Abba milenu inrere, koni babi nile alawo, Abba milenu inrere, tiche subade,
Abba milenu."
That will be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will meet you spreading the gospel. And that's why he says, "All power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. You go and preach the gospel to every nation." And that's why God's Favorite House is committed to preaching the gospel in every nation. Praise the name of the Lord. Every wealth and promotion, every increase and enlargement that God gives a child of God is for the propagation of the kingdom. Let me explain. How many cars can a man drive? You have 10 cars. You say, "Okay, I want to bring 5 to church." You take one for a few meters. You jump down. You enter the another one. You take the, that's madness. How many rooms can a man sleep in? You have a 20-bed house. You say, "Okay, I'll sleep in like 5 rooms tonight." sleep in one room, you wake up at 1 a.m., you run to the other room, you lie down, you wake up at... How many clothes can a man wear? How many shoes can a woman wear? How many bags can a woman carry? You see a woman that's carrying five bags, one Louis Vuitton, one Gucci, one, and she's carrying five of them to a party. How many? God will bless you. Amen. Say amen from your gut. Amen. And the whole earth will fear him. Amen. The purpose of it, however, is not so that we can oppress our neighbor. It's not so that we can go to the village and just, you know, oppress that your cousin that has been chasing you since you were little. It's for his purposes. It's for his kingdom. And it is this same Jesus that will be with you, that has sent you on this errand. Is consistent in character. Is consistent in power. Is consistent in love. Is consistent in mercy. This same Jesus, the same one. Haven't you seen a classmate, maybe after some years of leaving school, and you're like, is this the same person? Why? Because we grow old, we age. But you see, God does not grow. He's the same. He doesn't grow. I think about it. God doesn't grow. In fact, Daniel tried to capture God's essence in Daniel 7:9 when he said that I beheld till the thrones were cast down and the Ancient of Days. It described God as the Ancient of Days. The root word, the original, literally means before days began. The one that existed before time. You know, it's time that ages, right? You grow over time. If you are a little girl and then you see your mom, she's so cute and everything, and you're pushing your chest out and you're doing like this, nothing is growing there yet. but most girls did that. Look straight. but it is coming. Over time. I mean, in secondary school, you know, you wanted to grow a beard by force. You put spirit, you know. I mean, now, guys, be honest. How many people put spirit? Is that the honest one? You put spirit. You wake up in the morning. This thing has not come out. The thing will even be a problem after a while. Why? Because over time, we grow. But over time, God doesn't grow. It's the same. And that should tell us something. It should tell us something. That God, everything that comes with age, does not apply to God. It doesn't get tired. It doesn't get weary. How many of us have teenagers and they just want to play with you, run up and down? You're like, man, I'm tired. But you were like that before, right? When you were running up and down and your parents like, look, Look, I don't have time. I'm tired. What had happened to you or to us? We have grown. Everything that is associated to growing is not associated with God. That's why Isaiah 40 would say that, have you not heard that the maker of the heavens and the earth, it doesn't grow weary. It doesn't go tired. Now, as it applies to you and I, is this. When we now wait upon the Lord, the word wait there is to be entangled with in expectation. When we wait upon the Lord, it says, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. So we enjoy youth. We have age reversal. There was a lady that was past childbearing. And God gave us a word and said, I am removing 15 years from your life. And a period started. And she conceived. God can reverse, he can move it back. Because he's not bound by it. He's not limited to everything that is limited to growth or that comes with growth. The second thing we see, obviously, is that because it's the same, it means it's always current. God is always current. Have you not noticed the name of Jesus that has been walking for thousands of years is still walking till today? In fellowship, people are pastors, they are sharing different stories, how people possessed with demons, how they casted them out in the name of Jesus, and there were plenty of demons were flying out of people, and I was just listening and I was smiling. You know, it's very good when you are like, I'm not old, right, but I'm like a father, listening to stories of how they've gone to do, praise the name of the Lord. And it is the name of Jesus, the same name of Jesus that Peter used 2,000 years ago. It's still the same name, ever current. It's not like fashion. Fashion gets out of currency, if you will. You know the cycles of fashion, of different things. The clothes your parents wore, you thought were old. Now it's what your children are wearing that is trending. It's just a cycle. God is always current. So I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you are connected to God, you will always be relevant. In your industry, you will always be relevant. In your careers, you will always be relevant. In your home, to your spouse, to your children, you will always be relevant. In the church of God, you will always be relevant. God is current. Always current. The third thing we see about that is that is not only current and does not grow, God is eternal. Is eternal. Eternal means it doesn't have a beginning. We captured that with the fact that he doesn't grow, right? But it also doesn't have an end. It's from everlasting to everlasting. Psalm 90 verse 2 says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou art formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. That should give us some comfort, meaning that there's nothing that is happening to you right now that God doesn't have it figured out, because he existed before that issue arose. And he will be here. even when you have handed over to your children and you are gone to be with the Lord, He will still be here. He has you covered. Praise the name of the Lord. So time is something that is a challenge. It's obviously a blessing to humanity because that's how God created it. But it is a challenge to us because we mostly think in time. So Jesus Christ the same, meaning it doesn't change. It's eternal. Because for change to happen, time must come into play. So, for change to take place, it must happen in the context of time. So, since God does not exist in time, He doesn't change. It's eternal. So, it means that we can rely on God. You know, there are people that are like, I go to church, but can I really rely on God? My brother, my sister, God has asked me to say to you, come, you can rely on me. You can rely on me. We all came to church today, and, you know, the ushers assigned us a seat, or you found a seat yourself, and you just sat down. How many of us, before sitting down, asked for the certificate of the technician that designed your chair? How many of us said, which factory did this chair come from? Let me be sure before I rely on the chair. Because that's what you have done. You have put all your weight on that chair. You didn't have any guarantees that the chair will not give way. God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, is better than the chair you're sitting on. It's better than the chair you're sitting on. How many of us, when we travel and you board the plane, how many of us say, let me check the certificate of this pilot? Let me see if you finished flying school. Or if it's a flight school dropout. What do? We enter the flight. We sit down. They say, fasten your seatbelt. You fasten it. And you trust that a human being that could be drunk, a human being mostly that you have not seen, you commit your life into his hands or their hands. And you have flown severally. Obviously, that's why you are here. You haven't died, and you will not die. Fly in Jesus' name. We can rely on pilots. The truth is, God is more reliable than that pilot. God is far more reliable. So when we struggle to trust God, you must imagine how God feels. Because we trust almost things that even don't have life. And God is challenging you this morning. That distance between where you are and where He wants to take you is the bridge called trust. Ask your neighbor, will you trust God? Will you trust God? Jesus, the same, also means that God is complete. Jesus is complete. Is the same. Is complete. Is the same. Is complete. Is the same. The same Jesus. There's nothing to add to Him. You can't take away from Him. There's an equation that practically God's Favorite House was built on, which is Jesus plus nothing equals everything. That's the equation God's Favorite House was built on. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. is complete in himself. And because you are his, he says in Colossians that you are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. So, where is that demon coming from? You will crush it in the name of Jesus. Because you are complete in who? In him. And because he's complete, nothing, there is nothing you can add to God that will make him better. Nothing. And there's nothing you can take away from God that will make him smaller. You know, we sing that we lift God high. We lift him high. How high can you lift him, really? As high as your hand can go. There is really nothing we can do. So you can't improve God. You can't diminish God. Now, the reason I'm explaining this is that when you step out of here, your paradigm should be different. Many people think that, oh, if I don't do this, God will suffer. You know, we don't say it like that, but we actually do that. We won't say it like that. But we are like, okay, if I don't do this, then God will suffer. There's nothing you can take away from God. Everything belongs to him. Guess what? Including your life. There's nothing you can give him that will make him richer. Why? Everything belongs to him, including yourself. God is complete. It's complete in knowledge. There is nothing you want to come up with in your thought that God will say, oh, wow, I was surprised. There's nothing you will do today that God will say, oh, wow, that's very shocking. I didn't see that coming. So God doesn't have new information. When God changes his mind, it is because of changing circumstance, not because a new information has happened. We change our mind when we get new information mostly. So let's say you thought there was traffic on a particular route. Then you launch your navigator and you saw that there's no traffic on that route. You change your mind because you have new information. So when someone changes his or her mind, it's because there is new information that is not previously known. But with God, there is no new information that he doesn't know. He's complete in knowledge. He knows you inside out. So, which is why God loving you is so special. God loving me, God loving us is so special. Why? Because God knows us inside out and he still loves us. There's nothing that is about you that God doesn't know. The people or the person, you know, some of us, maybe you're in a relationship, you're married or something, the people that you say you love them because there are certain things you still don't know about them. Oh, you are the only cockroach in my cupboard. You are the only sauce of my spaghetti. You are my korikosu. If I don't see you, I can't sleep. My body is just doing me anyhow because I've not spoken to you today. It's because there's something about you they don't know yet. And that's why people put up their best behaviors when they're dating. They put up their best behavior when they have a relationship. Why? Because you're like, if this person know,
But God knows you inside out. And he still loves you.
Hallelujah. He knows you inside out. There's a song. And on. So you see that the completeness of God's knowledge and the decisions he makes in spite of the fact that he knows us brings us to our knees before him in worship. That if man was the one that has done A for you, man, we feel they have one on you. If man has helped you or wants to help you, man will smile at you. Or we hold it on your head. Oniduro me. Sing it that part. They will have been talking. I'm the one that gave him $100. Oh, your own is too much. It's every time I'll be giving you money. But God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. Complete in knowledge. Yet he says, come, Femi, I love you. Femi, I love you. Hallelujah. It's not only complete in knowledge, it's complete in power. Look, there is no power anywhere but of God. All power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. Sometimes, believers, the way they relate is this. It's as though God is more powerful. The devil has power, but God is more powerful. The devil has power, but God is more powerful. No. God has all the power. The devil has no power. Praise the name of the Lord. The only power, if he has any, that he wields, is the power a human gives him. That's why priesthood is necessary for operations of the Spirit. And of course, I've explained that a lot in the past. I don't even want to get into it right now. All power belongs to who? Everything. So you can look at that problem in the face and you can say, this same Jesus. And if they say, which one? You say, the one that parted the Red Sea. Command you to depart from my life in the name of Jesus. And it must go. How do you know? Because all power belongs to him. God does not have an assistant. He's God all by himself. I don't know what is facing you or what you are faced with. It may seem big, but it's nothing before God. It's not that your God is bigger than it. No. It is nothing before God. It's complete in power. So everyone here that has come with a demonic oppression, we decree in the name of Jesus that oppression comes to an end now. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will walk out of this place and you will discover that you are totally free. No drama, but you are totally free. Hebrews 13, 8. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday and today and forever. Is immutable. It doesn't change. It's the same yesterday. It's the same today. It's the same forever. Because it's the same yesterday. There are things that had happened yesterday in your past that has held you bound. Today, Jesus will set you free. Because it's the same yesterday. There are things even that, for some of us, even before we were born, there are things your parents got into, but they have been a problem. Jesus is the same yesterday. He can go back to yesterday and fix the problem. Every of such problem, the hand of God reaches back and uproots them in the name of Jesus. You will just find out that your load is lighter. Their pronouncements that were done yesterday. And because it's there, it's as much here today and will be tomorrow as it is, as it is yesterday. So you see that two different dimensions of that yesterday. It was and it is. Yesterday speaks in people's lives. Yesterday speaks. You failed an exam. You didn't do well in school. Maybe you were playful for some reason. You show up for a bid or a job interview. And they don't consider you because you had a third class, whatever score. That's yesterday speaking. But because Jesus is going to correct it, you will show up and that yesterday will be silenced. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It's the same today. The same Jesus today. Meaning that he is relatable. It's current, it's relatable. It's not just the Jesus of our fathers, thank God for that, but it's the Jesus of now. It's the God of now. It's the same tomorrow. Hallelujah. It's the same tomorrow. The same Jesus. The same tomorrow. James 1:17, a few scriptures real quick. Then we will pray. God will give you an anniversary gift. For some people, it will be writing off yesterday. The bad yesterdays. In the name of Jesus. It is rewriting a new today in the name of Jesus. And for some people, it is writing a new future in the name of Jesus. Because James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from who? From God. And this God, it says from above. It comes down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness. God know they play wayo. That's what it means. It doesn't do like this. Neither shadow of turning. God will give you an anniversary gift that is perfect. Because every perfect gift comes from him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord and I do not change. That is why, Ulufemi Munahi, you are not consumed. You are not destroyed.
I am the Lord, I do not change. That's why God's favorite house, you are not destroyed. I am the Lord, I do not change. That is why Musa Tosi Tony Tobo, put your name there. Tega, you are not consumed. Of course, you know that. Left to even people's thoughts. I'm not even talking about sometimes, you know, yeah, of course, there are enemies everywhere. But sometimes, people that are close to you or to us, maybe you make some progress. Their thoughts towards you are not good. And God will not give you over to their thoughts. He will not give you over to the imaginations of their heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Because he does not change. Because it's constant. So it means that you can be sure that no matter what you are facing, you will not be destroyed. Why will you not be destroyed? God does not change. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday and today and forever. This same Jesus. Numbers 23:19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie. I mean, this is huge. He's not the son of man that he should repent. To repent, there is to change his mind. He says, as he said it, will he not do it? As he promised you, will he not bring it to pass? Every promise of God to you will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Now, this is not even wishful thinking. This is authoritative speaking. Because this is the word of God and it cannot fail. That God is not a man that he should lie. If a man promises you, a man can, he may have good intentions, but he may just not have the resources. But God cannot fail. Regardless of what the future looks like to you before now. Before now, you may like, this is just so uncertain. But because Jesus is alive, your future is secured. Because Jesus is alive. And that's the word for us. This same Jesus. The same one that does not fail. The same one that heals the sick. We heal your body in the name of Jesus. The same one that brought out money from the mouth of a fish. We provide for your needs in the name of Jesus. The same one that walked upon the waters. We bring you into the miraculous in the name of Jesus. The same Jesus. So you can face the future with confidence. Knowing that because he lives, because he lives. You may look at your losses and think, where do I start from? I know, oh, oh, he owns my future, and life is worth a living just because he lives. How sweet to own a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy it gives, and greater still the firm assurance this child can face uncertain days because heart, from your heart.
Because it leaves all fear is gone. Because I know.
Shubara bakayese bahandi talaboba handi. Lahikasi bahandi.